Thank you, Pastor Henry. In another 2 days from now will be Thanksgiving. And thousands of people traveling all over the world to celebrate with their family and friends Thanksgiving. And I want to say thanks this evening to the members of the Apostolic Church in America. I got a card yesterday to both of us, that's Sister Fiani and myself. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without feeling grateful for those who mean so much. I am so thankful for this card, and I like it so much too, because I see a whole lot of these flowers all over where I'm living. They're just falling from the trees all around. And I love this card, and I want to say thanks to all the membership of the Apostolic Church and those who are visiting with us too. Sister Fiani and myself really appreciate this card. It's beautiful, and we like it. Thanks again. Praise his wonderful name. Well, where should I begin? What a time being thankful for what God has done for us. When you think of it, the year is almost coming to an end. In another month or so, we'll be talking about a new year. And I want to testify and say, I am thankful for that Sunday night, 1955, when God saved my soul through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until today's date, I'm going on and on with Jesus and trusting him to lead the way. He has done so many things for us, Sister Fiani, myself, and the family, that we want to say a big thank you to God for sparing our lives to see this day and the past coming to the end of the year. And thank the Lord, give thanks unto the Lord.
For he's good. Yes.
Mercies endureth to all, not just some, not just the black or the white or the Indians, but to all generations. Praise his wonderful name. I'm so glad that I serve a God that is interested in all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We just heard that read not very long ago. Word of God tells us here, friends, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and you're going to notice the name God is being mentioned each time. People today are afraid to call the name God. Some call the name God in a curse, but we are so thankful that the name of Jesus, the name of God, and the name of the blessed Holy Spirit means a lot to us, and we are thankful tonight for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Godhead. Praise his wonderful name, the Council of God. Oh, aren't you proud, friends? We are serving the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Council of God, and the Godhead. Tonight, we are going to talk a little bit about the Godhead, and also a man that we hear people talk about so often, and called Nicodemus. And we have a lot of Nicodemus all around us today in the world. So the Word of God tells us in Genesis chapter 1, and I'll read, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, notice that again, underline it in your Bibles, name God. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And again, and God said, notice that, if nobody else thinks being called, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the heaven. And God made the firmament. And we will continue with that in chapter 1. It's all God.
Yes.
We can afraid to speak about God today. Prayer, it's not a good thing. But the name of God, he is almighty. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And with all the leaders and the various people all over the world today who are afraid to speak of God, I want you to know, friends, that tonight, the God that we serve is almighty. He is all-powerful. Praise his wonderful name. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he made all things beautiful. Praise God. I like that. He made all things beautiful. He created man in his own image. And the word of God says he blew breath of life into man. Man became a living soul. Praise his wonderful name. And when he was finished with that, he then said, I have some more work to do. And so the word of God says he put Adam to sleep and did the first surgery and made a woman coming from the race of the man. And so we have a man called Adam and a woman called Eve. Praise his wonderful name. And I want you to understand, friends, that here the word of God tells us quite clearly. And I'm going to read for you over in 1 Peter chapter 1. Listen what the scripture says here. 1 Peter. Peter is speaking quite an apostle in ways. And this is what he had to say in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Listen, beautiful writing. Verse 2. Let according to the foreknowledge of God. Once again, the name of God. Who is God the Father.
Yes.
Who is sanctified of the Spirit.
Yes.
Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of whom is Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. I like that. Peace being multiplied. How we need the peace of God in our hearts and in our country today and in our homes too. In all our workplaces, we need the name of God to be mentioned at all times. Blessed be the God and Father of all, of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
According to his abundant mercy. I like that. Yes. According to his abundant mercy. I underline that. Yes. Had begotten us again unto a lively hope. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing, friends, to have hope. Hope in God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who God the Father raised from the dead. His Son. And today he's alive, as you heard the testimonies not long ago. He is alive, he lives, within my heart and in the heart of many that are testifying that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. First, we blessed be the God and Father of all, of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a what? A lively hope, praise his wonderful name, by the resurrection of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead. Let me look at that line again. From the resurrection by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It is God who raised Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, from the dead. Praise His name. His name is Jesus, which means sin. Jesus Christ from the dead. I like that. Good night, friends. We serve a risen Savior who rose from the dead by His Father, whose name is God. Praise His name. Tonight, I want to encourage you. Now, let me take you back to John chapter 3, because we're going to spend some time there. John chapter 3. Here the Word of God tells us, friends, that there was a man by the name of Nicodemus who came to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Praise His wonderful name. He is the way to heaven. He is the way to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in verse 16 of John chapter 3, for God, again, notice the word, notice the name, for God so loved the world that He gave, what He did? He gave us something. Who? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death. And it also goes on to tell us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I want you to know tonight, friends, that Jesus came. His name means Savior. He came to save you from hell and from death, from darkness and fear. Yes, and to walk with the light of the world, which is Jesus. Praise His wonderful name. That's why He came. Let me read it again. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Nicodemus, a Pharisee, well, learned it in the scriptures.
Yes.
Wanted to know what it is, why Jesus is able to do so many miracles, to have fellowship, not with just some people, but with all people. Yes. And I want you to know, friends, that Nicodemus was sincere because he wanted to know about Jesus after hearing the many things and seeing the many miracles that He had wrought. Yes, today, Jesus is alive within the hearts of those of us that you hear testify. He is alive all over the world today. There are many men and women, boys and girls, that are testifying that Jesus lives. He lives within our hearts. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives because God, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Father, raised Him from the dead, and He is alive. Praise God. He spoke to the disciples after He rose from the dead. And again, He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The power was given by His Father. God. Praise His name. And the blessed Holy Spirit, the Godhead. And I want you to know, friends, I want you to know that God is interested in all men. John 3:16. Nicodemus got the message from Jesus. For God so loved the world. For God so loved you, Nicodemus. For God so loved you and myself that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I am going to probably overemphasize this tonight because we find that so many people in this, our country, as we live, and in many other countries too, and many leaders are afraid to identify themselves.
Yes, yes.
To God's name. Praise his name.
Yes.
But friends, you will continue to walk in darkness when Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, is saying to you tonight, I am the way, I am the truth, and
yes,
I am the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
Yes. But is that all? Oh, let's go down to verse 17. For God, again, notice that. Verse 16, yes. For God, so love. Love. We have so much hatred around us today because we don't know God. We don't know his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and shed his blood that all can have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, hallelujah. I want to shout this out. For God sent not his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He took upon himself your sin and my sin. He took upon himself the sins of the world, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Tonight, friends, we are fast coming to the end of a year. How do you know you're going to live to see Thanksgiving? How do you know you're going to live to see the end of the year? Why not embrace the Savior of the world? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I love to sing that song. It blessed my heart today. I was with a woman who was a mother of two daughters, and she said it blessed my heart to hear her children come from school and hear them singing, Jesus loved little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. I want to tell all those who are hearing my voice tonight, in this country and in other countries too, Jesus died because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would have everlasting life. He paid the price of sin, because the word of God says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, which is Christ Jesus, is eternal life. Praise his wonderful name. Do you want this life tonight? Do you want it? Let me take you again, verse 17, and then I jump down to 18. For God sent not his Son into the world to, that word, condemn. There are many men and women who are in prison, and they heard that word.
Yes.
You are condemned. Chills run over their bodies when they hear that, when they are being condemned by the judge.
Yes.
But that the world through Jesus might be saved.
Yes.
Friends, hear what the scripture says, the wages of sin is death.
Yes, sir.
You are condemned to die because you continue in sin, not realizing that Jesus is the way to God, the eternal Father. Why not embrace him tonight? Why not embrace him tonight? And I'm going to hurry, that I must come to a stop. Here the word of God says in verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned.
Yes.
But he that believeth on not is condemned
already.
Already.
Yes.
Why? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Yes.
Friends,
yes.
If you fail to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth,
yes.
and the life, then
yes.
you are condemned. Because the Word
yes.
of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And if
yes.
you fail to embrace life, then you are condemned to death.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death.
Yes.
And the Word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we are here tonight to tell you that you can find life in God, the Eternal Father, who said, let there be light, and there was light. The Son, Christ Jesus, who means Savior, to save you from your sins, that you
yes.
can have life. Praise your wonderful name. This is what the Word of God says here, and I'll read verse 18 and 19 for you. He that believeth on him is
yes.
not condemned.
Amen.
Who is he, friends? Believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believeth on the God, the Eternal Father.
Yes.
Believeth in the Son and the Blessed Holy Spirit of God, the Godhead. And you can have the fullness of life.
Yes.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, that God his Father raised him from the dead, and he's very much alive in our hearts tonight?
Yes.
But he that believeth not is
yes.
condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and that is Jesus. Praise his name.
Bless the Lord.
He is the way to heaven. People are asking on the radio the question, what must we do to get to heaven? What heaven is like? But then, this is what the Word of God says here. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world,
yes.
and men love darkness rather than light, because
yes.
their deeds are evil.
Yes, sir.
Bible tells us, friends, that God was so disappointed in man, because their very thoughts are evil.
Yes.
Yes. And I want you to know tonight, because many are worrying about the color of their skin. My God, the God that we serve, is not worried. He says, oh God, so loved the world.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad that God loved me.
Yes.
I'm glad that God is so much in love that he says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. God is love, and
yes.
his grace, praise his wonderful name, is
yes.
so rich and so free. And friends, his mercy endureth to all, not some, but to all generation. Tonight, friends,
yes.
why not embrace the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and you can be embraced in the all, praise his name. You can be embraced into the family of God. I love to sing the song, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Yes, friends, washed in the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead triumphantly and lives within our hearts today. Do you want this Savior?
Yes.
God did not send him to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. Praise his wonderful name. Now, let me take you to the fullness here of these verses here. Verse 90. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. We have so much hatred all over the world today. That is so sad. Here am I all the way in the United States of America, speaking to people in Canada. Think of that. Speaking to people in Jamaica. And the first thing coming out of their mouth is that I hate you, and I hate this other person, and I hate that, and I hate, and I hate, and I hate. That's all you keep hearing. I hate this person, I hate that person. No love. But praise God, we at Apostolic Church, and many other churches too, serve a God who loves all men. Praise
yes,
his name. And not only yes. that any should perish, but that yes. all should have everlasting life.
Yes.
God's yes. love, God's grace, God's mercy is for each and every one, regardless of your nationality, friends. You are loved by God, because as you read a while ago over in Genesis, that is God who created the heavens and the earth. It is God who made Adam and Eve. And it is God, the Word of God tells us, that he knows, he forms you in your mother's womb. And he gave your mother the fruit from her womb, a beautiful little baby, and is able to breathe, is able to see, is able to smell. Oh, friends, it's so nice to see the little fingers of that little baby. Oh, the feet are moving gradually. Yes, think of it. And you have wicked men that are extracting that little child from a mother's womb. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And I want you to know tonight, friends, that you can have everlasting life in the Son of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he came and he died on Calvary's cross. The Word of God says, friends, that he was wounded for your transgression. For your iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. All we like sheep have gone astray. Oh, yes. We don't know which way we are going, whether to the right or to the left, to the north or to the south. You can have everlasting life in Christ Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Would you come to him? Would you come to him? Let me take you back to the scriptures again. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Who is light? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God sent his only begotten Son into the world to die, that you can have life.
Yes.
And men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil.
Yes.
Why not accept the Son of God who is offering life today? Why not forgive your friend whom you say you hate so much? Why not forgive them? Why not? Jesus loves all.
Yes.
And he's willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil He is the light.
Yes.
We have a lot of darkness all around us today.
Yes, sir.
Because people don't like light. And to have Christ Jesus within your heart, it means that you have the love of God abiding in your heart and your life. Let me read it again. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Ah, friends, it's a frightening thing when you stand in a courtroom and the judge passed death. Because of what you have done, because of hatred for you to kill your brother or your sister, your neighbor, your friends. They become your enemy and you kill them. But Jesus loves you, friends. As I seen earlier on, Jesus loves little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. And I'm going to come to a close. But I want to talk with you. I really want to reason with you about life. How do you know you're going to live to see tomorrow? How do you know? You don't. How do you know you're going to live after you hear a message like this? I was hearing of a relative of mine just last Friday night. I was talking with a family and going through family pictures, the album. They retire at 11:30, all the family. And they went off to bed. But then one of the family members always get awake early in the morning. And they didn't see her. Went to her room, and there she was, dead between 11:30 and 8 o'clock the following morning. Think of that. She was well, laughing and sharing the picture. Let me ask you tonight, friends, how do you know when you retire to your bed, you're going to wake to see tomorrow morning? How do you know that? No one knows, friends. It is God who breathed into Adam the breath of life. He has that in control, friends. And friends, tonight you can embrace the Savior of the world. Praise his wonderful name. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest, friends, from the burden of sin that you're carrying. Oh, the burden that you're carrying. You don't know how you're going to face tomorrow because of the problems. Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Oh, Pastor, I'm so thirsty. I must have a drink before I go to bed. Jesus is saying, I am living water. Pray for me. If you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. No, friends, you will never thirst again. But, Pastor, I'm not thirsty. I'm hungry. Yes. The Word of God tells us that Jesus had compassion on the multitude that were listening to the message that he was giving. And he said to his disciples, give them food. Oh, we can't send them away like that. The Jesus that we are talking about provided for each and every one. Because the Word of God said he had compassion on them. He could not send them away. And tonight, friends, Jesus don't want to send you away and you're hungry or you're thirsty or you're not able to see your way home. No. He's saying, come. Come and follow me. Follow me, friends. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Young people, let me encourage you, friends. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit who is speaking to so many young people all over the world today. so sad. They no longer listen to their parents, but they listen to their friends. Jesus is a wonderful friend, a friend indeed. Yes, he's saying to you tonight, come, come, put away the cell phone, put away the movie, come, put away the beer bottle, put away the drugs, and come to me and find life everlasting. How about that man that is thinking of leaving his family? Oh, yes, to become a wayward father.
Yes.
He don't need to be, friends. He is the way. He will guide you in the way that you ought to go. You don't have to leave your family to suffer. Yes, there. Have a broken heart, a broken mind, and a broken spirit. Many households tonight are looking for comfort. Come, he says unto me, all ye that labor, ye are worrying about the things around you. Why not come to him tonight and find life? Let me say it here in closing. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins be washed away. Your night will turn to day. If you want joy, young people, young man, sir, madam, if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart tonight. Your sins will wash away. Your night will turn to day. If you want joy, real joy, let Jesus come into your heart. With eyes closed and heads bowed. Word of God says, friends, that Nicodemus listened carefully to what Jesus had to say to him about life. Tonight you have heard the message about life and death.
Yes.
And love.
Yes.
Why not come and embrace the Savior of the world? Can you see him tonight on the cross of Calvary? There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty state. Tonight, friends, why not let the blood of Jesus wash you today, that you can have life everlasting, with eyes closed and heads bowed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessed Holy Spirit who is speaking to our hearts just now. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move now all over this country, in every state, in every county, in every city. Lord, move all over this world today, in every nation, in the leaders of these nations. Move upon their hearts, we pray, just as how you move upon the heart of Nicodemus, who came to inquire of Jesus about life. How is it he's able to heal the sick? How is it he's able to feed so much? Yes, friends, he can do the same for you. Jesus fixes it for you.
Yes,
he knows just what he wants
you to do.
Whenever you pray, let God have his way.
Yes.
And he will fix it for you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, breathe now through your spirit all over this country tonight. In every state, in every county, in every house, Lord, Spirit, move now. All our leaders all over the world are afraid to come to inquire about
yes.
life of an extinct.
Yes.
Move upon their hearts today.
Yes, Lord.
As we are praying, there are many leaders planning for wars in another couple of days. Yes. Lord, why not give them peace tonight? Give them peace, we pray, the peace that passeth all understanding. Give them love, O God, because we know you love the world.
Yes.
Save them tonight, we pray. The many babies, the many mothers, the many fathers, the many young men that are out on the battlefield fight. Visit them tonight and give them life everlasting, we pray. In Christ Jesus. Grant it, we beg of you now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And with eyes closed and heads bowed, I'm going to ask quickly, is there one? Is there two? Is there three? Would say, Pastor, please pray with me and for me. I know that God loves me, but I'm afraid to come to the God who creates all things, who is eternal. He's saying to you, come, and you can find life. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn, but to give life. Praise
yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Would you embrace life tonight? Would you embrace, is there one, two, or three? Would say, please pray with me or for me tonight, that I can have everlasting life. You want everlasting life tonight? Come now. Come just as you are. Come to Jesus now. Would you slip your hand up for question and prayer, saying, please pray with me and for me. One, two. There could be three or four. Let's slip them up quickly. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Henry in closing to pray. Pray for all those of you who are sitting there. You are coming like Nicodemus to ask of Jesus. Yes. And listen what he's saying to you. For God so loved you.
Yes.
That I gave my son, Lord Jesus Christ, die for you. Would you come? Praise his name. Pastor, would you take over from here? Praise his name.
Bless the Lord. We are so grateful to Pastor Fiani for ministering to our hearts tonight. And we are so thankful for God's word to us, coming to us from the Gospels. For God so loved the world, the golden text of the Bible, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The whosoever is looking for the whosoever tonight. And it could be that God has arranged it so that you are part of this service this evening. And you have been wondering whether or not you should make a decision to serve the Lord as Savior. But your name is not going to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life unless you have a start. You cannot imagine that your name is there. There got to be a start for the golden pen to write your name in that book. He sent out his disciples to minister to all different type of sicknesses and diseases. They came back with a joyful report and said everything went well. Even the devil was subject unto us. And they were jumping all over it. The Lord said, look here, don't rejoice in that. What you need to rejoice in is the fact that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that is how important that is to us tonight. And so that's why when we extend an invitation to you, we are doing it because this is what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants to make a start with you. So your name be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're so glad tonight to know that it starts here. So that's why we are saying, don't be shy. Ask for prayer that the Lord will write your name down into his book for you to make this most important start. And maybe you have made a decision in the past, and for some reason you have gone out of step with the Lord, and you feel that you should come back home to him. The Lord is willing and ready. He is still calling you son. He is still calling you daughter. All you have to do is to turn and come back to him. Tonight you can do that too. And you who believe that you have wronged the Lord, he is willing to forgive you. For the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Are you here tonight? Are you interested to make that decision? If so, all you have to say, pray for me, Pastor, that I might start this walk with the Lord. We're going to pray. Father, we just bless your name tonight for your word. Thank you for your servant who have waited on you for this word, for tonight, this gospel service night, presenting the gospel the way in which you have presented it to Nicodemus and the way in which we should present it to the world. The same gospel. You must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. We want to thank you tonight that you are still empowering the Holy Spirit, Lord God, so that he works in the life of people to create a spiritual birth. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall not speak of himself, but he shall glorify me. He shall convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Tonight we believe that he's on the job, Lord. And he's speaking to somebody, wanting to bring somebody across. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Wanting to give somebody a spiritual baptism. Oh, Lord God, we look to you tonight for that person.
Amen.
We look to you for that person who is struggling at this time. Struggling at this time. Want to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We pray for that person now, that that person will come through as the Holy Ghost continue to do his work. Convicting of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. We pray for that person, Lord, that that person will come home to you and start a new life in Jesus. We bless your name for your people who are here as a witness that the gospel have been preached again. The gospel have been preached. We thank you for those who have surrendered their life already, waiting for your coming, which we know now is not going to be too long. Waiting for your appearing, Lord. That's why we are asking somebody to come in before it is too late. So we thank you for tonight's service. We thank you for what you have done here through your servant. And we pray that this word will continue to linger on the hearts of those who have not yet committed their lives to you, so that eventually they will. In Jesus' name, amen.